The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century. Six o'clock in the morning, on top of a haystack in somebody's pasture somewhere in Yolo County, California. Last night, while Reggie and Jack slept in the rear seat of the car, Doc tried for a shortcut. Ran the car onto a private road some 10 miles from civilization and turned it over in a ditch. The trio, making the best of it, found a haystack and turned in for the night. Shortly after dawn, they awakened and lay discussing means of getting breakfast and help when a girl on foot approached up the road. Suddenly, she saw the dust of an automobile behind her, and in a panic, she ran to the haystack and burrowed in, unaware of the trio up above. The approaching car was on the point of speeding past when the driver saw the boy's car in the ditch and pulled up. After examining it, their attention was turned to the haystack some 100 yards distant. Jack, realizing if the three in the car came to the haystack, they'd find the girl, decided that he and Doc and Reggie should descend from the stack and go to meet the occupants of the car.
All right, Reggie, slide off the haystack.
Well, I say, right out in plain view of those three chappies over yonder? Well,
why not?
Righto. Take it easy, son. That's 20 feet down to the ground.
Well, the sides aren't too steep. I can slide all the way down.
Yeah, but you're going to slide fast.
Well, here goes.
Never mind that. Boy, he shot down that haystack like a toboggan sled.
Doc.
Huh?
Those men have seen us. Get down, quick.
Yeah, here we go. You came down fast, all right.
Hey, that's okay. A little pile of hay to land on.
Well, man could use a parachute.
Look out, here comes Jack. Yeah.
Well, that was quick.
Talk about shooting the chutes. Reminds me of the time me and my female cousin Winnie Mae slid off a roof on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It was splinters that time. what do we do now?
Well, those three men look to me slightly on the antagonistic side.
Yeah. Just standing over yonder staring at us. Do we go over?
That's what we came down for. Come on.
Yeah. Those two younger chaps. Bit on the brawny side, huh?
Yeah. Built like a couple of bull ripotamus.
Like what?
Ain't you never heard of a ripotamus?
I assure you, I never have.
Yeah, kind of a second cousin on his mother's side to a hippopotamus.
I see.
Now, when we get over to him, Doc, don't start getting humorous.
Okay. Only you know how I am when I think of something funny.
Well, try not to think of anything funny.
Them's orders?
Definite orders.
That's all I want to know.
Well, the nearer we approach, the more those two look alike.
Probably Siamese twins or something.
No, I say not Siamese.
No? Well, they do look a little bit more like Scandinavians, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they're Nordic, all right. Blonde, fair, thick bull necks.
Not too intelligent looking, I'd say.
Yeah, fine a pair of identical morons as I've come across yet.
Old chappy looks like a pretty fair sort of citizen moron.
Well, that's enough comment. They quite definitely don't like our looks.
Well, that goes double.
Doc, behave yourself.
Hey there, you man.
You talking to us?
Who else? How are you? Good thing you came along.
Don't say.
Ask him if he's got a fried egg about him.
Doc, I told you to cut the comedy.
Okay.
I suppose you men know you're trespassing.
Unintentionally, I assure you.
So you say.
Well, if you can think of any reason why we'd maroon ourselves out here in this wasteland on purpose, I'll put in with you.
That haystack yonder is private property.
Sleeping in it do any damage?
Tain't allowed.
Now, look. What would you have done if you'd run your car into a ditch at midnight?
I ain't got no car.
Looks to me like you have.
That's the boss's car.
Well, that's beside the point.
Besides, what was you doing out here at midnight anyhow?
We took the wrong road and got lost. And if you want to do us a favor, you can hitch a tow rope onto our car and pull us right side up and out of that ditch.
This ain't much of a place for doing favors.
Well, now, that's an ornery thing to say.
Doc.
Well, if you want to know what I think...
Nobody does. So you won't give us a hand, huh?
I don't know. Ain't made up my mind yet.
Well, when you do, will you let us know?
I might. Might not.
Well, while you're trying to decide, would you mind telling me something about your bodyguard?
Oh, bodyguard?
Yeah, these two hunks of men. Don't they never say nothing?
Oh, them's Big Swede and Little Swede.
Look here. Big Swede and Little Swede, huh? Well, how do you tell which is Little Swede?
Little Swede can't talk no English. Big Swede talks some English.
And that's the only way you can tell them apart?
That's the only way I can tell them apart.
Well, doggone. You say something to them, and the one what looks intelligent's Big Swede.
Well, I wouldn't say exactly intelligent.
Yeah. Well, hello, son. Nope. That must be Little Swede. Hello, Big Swede. Glad to meet you. Hey, what's the matter? Nothing happened there either.
All right, that's enough, Doc.
Well, I'm plumb curious.
Well, save it. If you don't mind, I'd like to introduce ourselves.
Go right ahead.
Oh. Well, I'm Jack Packard.
Jack Packard, huh?
Yes, do you mind?
It's a good name as any, I suppose.
Thanks. This is Reggie York.
Now, that's a silly name, ain't it?
I say, old boy.
Never mind, Reggie. And this red-headed Texan is Doc Long.
He is, huh?
Well, ain't you going to say glad to meet us?
No.
Why, you lop-eared cow.
Stop it, Doc. Would you mind saying who you are?
I'm Jasper.
Jasper, huh? Is that all?
Ain't it enough?
Why not? Well, have you made up your mind about pulling us out of the ditch?
Don't push me.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Looky here, fella. We ain't had no breakfast yet this morning.
Well, I was reading in a book where people eat too much anyway.
Well, ain't you the sympathetic cuss?
I don't aim to be.
And another thing, tell Big Swede and Little Swede to stop standing there glaring at
it. It don't no hurt.
No, except they give me the willies. Standing there like that, like they was waiting to jump us.
Yeah, they would, too. A word from me, your name's B. Mincemeat.
Hey, now, you ain't bragging, are you?
Never mind that, Doc.
Well, are we going to stand here and let him intimate that them two gorillas can...
We're a lot more interested in getting our car out of the ditch.
Just a minute. Is one of your boys aiming to say he can lick one of the Swedes?
No.
I am, too. I'm a-saying me and Reggie here can wipe the ground up with them two boys of yours.
Doc, I told you to...
Well, we can, and I'm here to prove it.
Joe, Doc,
Now, that's mighty interesting. I think the boss would like to meet you, boys.
Boss?
Yes, the boss is what you might say cracked on the subject of prize fighting.
Now, see what you've got yourself in for, Doc?
How you mean, prize fighting?
Well, he just likes it. He likes prize fighting better than most folks like Saturday night bingo.
Well, we haven't got the
now,
time.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Let's see what he's got to say.
Naturally, we don't get no professional matches up this way. Living out here on a 40,000-acre ranch, we don't get much of anything.
All very interesting.
Jack, will you hush up? Now, what's that got to do with us going to see your boss, Mr. Jasper?
Well, on account of he likes prize fighting so much, he kind of built his own ring, if you get what I mean.
Yes, I do. And I don't like
well,
it.
Well, I do. Keep it talking, fella.
As I was saying, having his own ring, he's always on the lookout for fighting men.
Home talent, huh? And his Big Swede and Little Swede, a couple of his fighters?
They're his prime favorites.
Well, what you know?
Doc, I could break your neck with pleasure.
What you talking about? Well, we couldn't any more pass this up than... How about it, Reggie? We ain't scared, are we?
No, of course not, but...
But nothing. Son, you hitch your automobile onto ours and pull us out of the ditch and... And we'll go talk to your boss about smacking these two Nordic babies clean back where they come from.
Deal?
It's nothing of the kind.
Well, I say it is. And Reggie says it is. That's two against
but
one.
But, Doc, I didn't say
sure
anything.
Sure you did, fella. You ain't never run out on a good fight. Not never.
But it's insane, Doc. It's one thing to fight for a purpose, but just to get into a ring for the pleasure of a wealthy farmer because he likes pride.
Well, make up your minds, Chance. I ain't got all day.
I say no.
I say yes. Well, what do you say, Reggie?
Jove, now.
You don't care one way or the other. Is that it, Reggie?
I say, I wouldn't mind a bit of a round with one of those chappies. It might be bally interesting. On the other hand, Jack's quite right.
Oh, go, Jack. Okay, Jack, we're stymied, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll flip you a nickel. Heads we fight, tails we stick our tails between our legs and get for home.
Shouldn't even do that.
Oh, come on. Where's your sporting blood? Heads we fight, tails we don't. Here she goes.
Now, here, let alone. Let me see that.
Heads she is.
Should have known better than to let a crazy idiot like you.
Okay, Jasper, hook on to us and pull us out of the ditch.
That's the way it's going to be, huh?
That's the way it's going to be. And are your two hunks of humanity going to be sorry? But go on, hook your automobile onto us.
Ain't going to need the car. Big sweet little sweet will lift you out of the ditch.
I say you mean those two chaps. But...
Sure. Go on, you fellas. Put that machine back on the road.
Well, doggone. They're going on to do it. I say, Doc, perhaps Jack was right after all.
Now, just a minute, you fellas. There's something else.
I think that's plenty for now.
This is something else. You fellas been over in that haystack since last night?
Yeah, that's right.
See anything of a girl?
A girl? Out in this no man's land?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Did you see a girl?
Certainly not. Was she in an automobile?
No, she weren't in no automobile.
Horseback, huh?
No, not on horseback.
Well, what sort of looking gal was she?
Oh, kind of yellow-haired, small. Prettiest thing in all the state of California.
Yeah? Well, what would any female gal like that be doing traipsing around on foot way out here?
She was running away from home, if it's any of your business.
You don't say. You're home?
No, I ain't married.
Oh, I see. But you want to get married.
No, I don't want to get married. I'll stomp the man's teeth out who says that I do.
Then would you mind saying who this gal is?
She's the boss's daughter, if it's any of your business.
Which, of course, it ain't.
That's what I was thinking. So you ain't seen her?
No, I'm afraid not. But will you tell me why the daughter of a man who owns 40,000 acres of land is running away from home at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Because she's 18 and got just as much spirit as her old man.
Is that what brought you out here looking for her?
Well, maybe it is, maybe it ain't.
Now, ain't that a pretty business, hunting down gals? It's a wonder you ain't got bloodhounds on her trail.
You want to poke in the nose?
Now, looky, you're lots older than me.
Well, keep your comments to yourself about that girl, and that's just what you're going to get.
Well, I still think it's a mighty mangy trick, running around the country trying to catch a gal that don't want to be caught. What kind of an old buzzard is her old man, anyway?
Never mind that, either. He's my boss.
Yeah, I get it. Well, Jasper, old
Joe,
kid.
Jack, will you look at those two men?
Holy jumping catfish.
Lifting that car back on the road as though it were a sack of flour.
And them's the two guys we're supposed to fight.
Oh, quite.
Yes, sir. A couple of bull elephants.
Well, you asked for it. I hope you're satisfied.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morris, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Forson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Louis Van Ruten as Jasper.
Well, sir, you want to know what happened next? You want to know what happened when Reggie sinks his fist in Big Sweet's kisser? You like to know what Jack said to the girl with the yellow hair and what she said to him? Well, then you just listen to I Love a Mystery tomorrow night. That's right, tomorrow night, when you're going to meet Miss Jack Dempsey Ross in person. Thank you kindly.
Ted Malley speaking. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.